The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Real people. Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two cars in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Yes, I am. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And just appreciate the time you spent with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the polls. A lot you can do up there. I got a great show for you tonight. Although, I think I have a great show for you every night.
Well, every evening, depends on how you want to look at it.
And we've got Keira Davis on, which she'll be on in the second hour. She is, I just love her. I've been following her for a long time. I so much appreciate her viewpoint on things. She is an American who happens to be black and we're not always on the same page. And that's the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be able to speak to each other. But she is a conservative, and again, not all conservatives are on the same page. Why do you think we have so many fights about what a real conservative is? And even among conservatives, you know, there's some that aren't fiscally conservative enough. Really, we do. We shoot our own. What they say, we eat our own young. It's just crazy. So anyway, she'll be on with me in the second hour. Third hour, we've got Eric Golub, a comedian. An author, conservative comedian author. He was out in Iowa. He went to every one of the, I won't say the events, but he went to every one of the caucuses and some of the events that the candidates had. And I'm curious to hear what that was like. Now, my latest piece, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, where we have some great writers up there. You want to check out the writers. And you know, you want to challenge them. Challenge me. Challenge them. I don't really care. I got to this point. I'm starting to feel that as Americans, we accept more and more and more. We're willing to accept lying, cheating, and stealing as a political way of life. We want to cut slack. And again, I realize as a Christian, I'm supposed to have mercy on people and that kind of stuff. But listen, let's get down to the realities and the brass tacks here. Right? There are some things that from a political standpoint especially, are unpardonable. Look, if you're cheating on your wife, okay, if you're having sex with multiple women and you're in the White House and you're the president and you're somebody we're supposed to rely on, really? Doesn't that speak to your integrity? Doesn't that speak to your commitment? Man, if you're going to cheat on your wife, right, the mother of your children, what are you going to do to the rest of us? And lately I've been speaking to with a lot of my not-so-political friends, you know, on the other side of the aisle. They weren't very political for the longest time. And again, if you want to get more detail on this, you can head up to my website. It's my latest piece called Lying, Cheating, and Stealing an American Way of Life. So these people usually are pretty sensible. When we talk about issues, you know, we're close on issues.
They have a little bit of a different approach on how to get to it, where we should be with it.
But we're close on these issues.
I don't know of any Republicans who do not want to
help an American that's having a time in their life, right? We've all hit them one way or another, or the majority of us have. So to help you through a rough patch in your life, I'm good with that. And a lot of my Republican friends are also good with it. We do not want you to move in, right? Just because I let you use my couch at residency, you don't live there. And that's what's happened with welfare and other social programs. People have moved in. They've become very comfortable, and nobody wants to throw them up because, oh, my God, they'll have to sleep in the street. Yeah, that won't last long, believe me. Right? And the government, maybe if you cared as much about your people, your citizens, as you care about refugees and illegals, maybe you'd open up some of those closed military bases, right, to put the homeless up in. You can't force people to work. You can't force them to do anything for this money. So, again, these Dem friends of mine have usually been very, very, very sensible and easy to deal with when it comes to this. But this is a different race. This is a different time for, apparently. Over the last few months, several of them have expressed that they think Hillary may be the best suited for presidency. And the reason, the only reason they can give me, and they duck and dodge the other issues, that she understands politics and she's been at it longer than anybody else. That's a reason. And we wonder why our kids look at politicians, right, with a lemon face. But what's even more disturbing is the ones I considered politically sensible say that Hillary's issues don't really bother them. Because, you know, all politicians lie. All politicians cheat. All politicians have issues that we don't know about. And if that wasn't bad enough, some of them I spoke to were even, you know, wait for it. Think about this. Some of the people I spoke to about this were politicians themselves. Let that sink in. How sad is that? Have we become so desensitized to crime and bad actions that it's cool? What the kids say? It's all good. But you know what? It's not all good. And it's not okay. And it's okay to chastise somebody for doing something wrong. It's okay. We turn a blind eye to some actions, but we don't to others. And we keep passing ridiculous laws like, I don't know if you knew this, but in Los Angeles, you can only throw a Frisbee at a Los Angeles beach with the lifeguard's permission. Another thing in L.A. and Los Angeles City, animals are banned from mating publicly within 1,500 feet of a tavern, school, or place of worship. Did you instruct your dogs properly, I hope? Or this gem. I don't even know how you do that. You know what? No, I'm going to do this on the other side of the break. You got to hear this one. This is one law you're just going to go, really? How did that even get on the books? Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, not The Right Side. Not The Wrong Side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can check out stations and times and all that other fun stuff. You can give me your email address. Love to have your email address. And you got a place to put that as well. And that way there, I can send you out a weekly update, let you know who we're going to have on the show, topics we're going to discuss, just all the good things going on the show. I am Joe Messina, your host. Hey, don't go far. Come on back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain.
Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, get over yourselves. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side. Again, not the wrong side. Now, look, some people ask, what do you mean by that? You know, I could do not the right side, not the left side. That's not it. Everybody thinks they have the right side. And everybody thinks somebody else's side is the wrong side. And a lot of times I find that people don't really look at the facts. They don't really look at the issues. They come at it already tainted. And I can be hardcore right-wing, you know, Bible-thumping conservative going, you're wrong, God says. That wins nobody. I want you to think through the damage some of these things that we do, some of these policies that we have in this country actually do to people. The more you do for people, not with them, not in helping them, the more you do for people, you'll find a majority of people can't make it on their own. They get reliant on those things. That's why they tell you not to feed the animals in the parks. That's why, you know, when you start feeding the animals around your house, if you live in a more of a rural area, you tend to have more and more come. You tend to have more and more problems with them. They can't do it on their own anymore. when the zoos and other places release animals back into the wild after they've been with humans for a long time, there's a time, a point in time where they force them or help them become self-sufficient. Why? Because they'll get massacred in the woods. They'll die in the woods. That simple. I am Joe Messina. You know, it ain't over. Oh, it is over, isn't it? The Dow and the NASDAQ down again today? Yeah, economy's back. I don't know where it's back, but it's back. Anyway, we're talking about a piece I recently wrote, Lying, Cheating, and Stealing. Is it really the American way of life now? Have we come to the point where it's okay? That we just expect that from our politicians and even other people in our lives? And most of my conservative friends, when it comes to this kind of stuff, yeah, I'm calling them out. Well, Joe, nobody's perfect. You're right. Nobody is perfect. We misspeak. We get back to in a corner. But the right thing to do then is to open your mouth and come back and say, you know what? I lied about that. I don't know why. I felt assaulted. I felt whatever. Whatever the reason is, you come back and you say, I lied about that, and I should not have. Now, I was telling you about some of the crazy laws, right, that we have in Los Angeles alone. Like, you can't throw a frisbee in a Los Angeles beach without the lifeguard's permission. And some of you can say, okay, well, I can see that if the beach is really busy. Well, isn't that kind of common sense? Can you not control your children or yourselves for that matter? When you're looking around and there's people every 2 feet on the beach, no, throwing a frisbee is probably not the smartest thing to do. But do we have to make it against the law? Animals are banned from mating publicly within 1,500 feet of a tavern, school, or place of worship. Where did that come from? Why do we need that? Do we have animals, you know, cows, goats, sheep, and whatever, just roaming around Los Angeles City? And really, let me see you stop two dogs from that. Or maybe, I don't know, is there dog speak for tavern, school, or worship? Maybe we put the signs up right properly, we won't have this problem. And no vehicle without a driver. This is the one I thought was great. They actually made a law. No vehicle without a driver may exceed 60 miles per hour. So apparently if you're in the car driving, you can go faster than 60. But if there's nobody in the car driving, you can't go any faster than 60. Now, I know some of you are going to send me an email. Hey, what about the driverless cars? Yeah, this law has been around for a long time. So I don't know what it means. Now, over the years, me personally, Joe, I've watched the American people give up. Really, the American people, the legal system have backed down on truly criminal issues because we have too many people in jail. We've incarcerated more people than any place else on the planet. Well, maybe the reason we have more people in jail is because some of those other areas, too, they don't play games. Right? You're convicted of something. Look, over in China, right, you have a, I don't know, you let's say an apartment building burns down, and they find out that the electrician used false rewiring. He doesn't go to jail for negligence. He gets taken out, and he gets shot. There's no jail, and then they build a family for the bullet. I mean, I'm not joking. I'm serious here. The punishment is swift, fast, and they're not clogging the jails with you. And if you really think that some of these other countries are actually giving you the right numbers as to how many people are in jail, you are easy. You're an easy mark. Conmen would love to get your phone number and name. They say our judicial system is overloaded. It can't take anymore. So now, what now? We stop enforcing the laws? We shorten jail sentences? We basically give up? Is that what we do? Are we afraid to call this stuff out as bad actions anymore? Has political correctness made it so wrong to call thugs, terrorists, and so on? That we just keep our mouth shut, we just kind of do a little fetal thing in the corner and say nothing. Right, in L.A., what is it, some of you already know this. In Los Angeles City, what is it, something order 40 from the police department? Here's how it works. An American citizen gets pulled over, driver's license has been suspended or he doesn't have one. Car gets impounded and put away. The insurance, right, expired, doesn't have it, they can impound the car. And you have to go pick it up. And once it's towed and impounded, you know how much, you know what it costs you to get out? It's like a $280 tow job. an illegal. You heard me. I'm not politically correct. They're not undocumented citizens. They're here illegally. An illegal alien in this country, in Los Angeles, gets caught driving his or her car. No driver's license, uninsured. They get a ticket, but the car doesn't get towed. Because it's an undue burden on that person. No, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Right? The city council feels like it's an undue, it's not undue that the cops have to even do this. It's not undue stress on the system that the cops have to enforce a law that should be pretty simple to follow. All of that's a different story, right? Irritating as heck. Again, I say, irritating as heck. Look, General Petraeus. Think about what, and I know this is an old example, but he was sentenced to 2 years parole and a $40,000 fine for giving classified material to, well, his biographer that became his girlfriend. Ruined his career. Why? Because he took an oath and he swore that his outgoing, and if he didn't sign this, he'd be clear. But he swore that his outgoing, that all his outgoing paperwork, right, any documents he had been returned. We'll talk about this more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening on the real side. Not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side of the issue. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way.
We are back. You're definitely listening to The Real Side. I'm Joe Basile, your host, and I do appreciate the time you spent with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, head up to the website, therealside.com. A lot going on up there. There's a lot you can listen to up there as well. I mean, I got my classic podcast up there. You can like us on Facebook. You can check us out on Twitter. A whole bunch of stuff. I mean, a lot of activity happening up on the website. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563 if you want to get involved in the conversation. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm talking about my perception. Might be my reality, but my perception that lying, cheating, and stealing has become an American way of life, or we perceive it as such, with our politicians especially. I was talking about General Petraeus, the example that he was sentenced to 2 years parole and $40,000 fine. He had a notebook, a small notebook, with classified information in his desk drawer. Now, he swore when he left the CIA that all those documents had been turned in. He no longer had access to, or he had them in his possession. Now, obviously, he didn't. He made a bad decision. I don't know whether he lied about it. I don't know if he forgot about it. I don't know. But he fessed up to it. He took responsibility for it. And then there's Hillary Clinton. Now, I don't have enough time, even if I took all 3 hours, to tell you the things that she's done and how her story has changed over and over and over again. And not just in one area, a whole bunch. Remember that whole, anyway. The latest one, you know, Hillary had all her State Department emails going through her personal server. Illegal, period. Just simply illegal. The amount of emails that she got that were classified in some way, shape, manner, or form far outweighed the ones that were just general conversation. Then she didn't delete the top secret and classified emails from her server after she left, or even wipe it out with a government safety level. Again, illegal. She also signed what the general signed, which said that she no longer had possession of or access to. But you're okay with this. Why? Because she's a Democrat. You're okay with this, right? So he didn't shred the paper copies after he left, and she didn't shred the electronic copies after she left. That was okay. Again, you see the double standard here. You're okay with this. Because some of you guys, and some of you guys are the right to it too, and I chastise you as well, but in this case, we're talking about the left. Right? So your side can do no wrong, but the right always might, even in the little misstep, it's a big deal for you. All right? He had a couple of pieces of paper compared to her tens of thousands. And I say tens of thousands because they've been through tens of thousands of emails. The ones we're seeing are the worst of the worst. She has them on her server, attached to the internet, an open door to the world, with a home use security levels. I mean, a router that had default passwords on it. And both the CIA and the FBI have come out and said they believe that the server had been hacked and accessed by the Russian and Chinese governments. Now, most Democrats say that General Petraeus got exactly what he deserved. But maintain Hillary did nothing wrong? What is that? Is that line of thinking? Are those logic skills, are they in the DNA of a Dem? I mean, how does that work? Now, the general took responsibility. Mrs. Clinton has changed her story several times. Remember, her story went from, it didn't happen, I don't know what they're talking about, to, she used two phones, and she got confused, and okay. Now, wait a minute, when I got debunked, I mean, it's like a teenager, right? Son, the car had no dents on it before you took it. Yes, it did, Dad. No, it didn't. Yes, it did. Remember on the driver's door? No, son, I handed you the keys while I was standing next to the driver's door. I would have noticed a dent that size. Oh, then it happened in a parking lot. It must have happened in a parking lot when I ran to the store for you. I mean, just one excuse after another. And you're buying all of this. You on the left are big time buying into this. And when she got caught with that, after being confused, she used it, but not for secret communications, she said. But maybe some, when they found that there were secret communications, she said, well, no, those are the ones that were not marked secret. And then when they found out that her staff had wiped out, taken off, removed the top secret stuff, she said, well, I didn't tell them to do that. But somehow they got the idea to do it out of nowhere. And then she blamed it on her daughter. What a wonderful woman, right? Chelsea wiped out our server in a postpartum moment. My God, talking about digging the hole deeper. But apparently the left doesn't care. Lie, 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 lie. And you see nothing wrong with that. General Petraeus is guilty, but you see nothing wrong with what she did. This is what makes it hard for us to get along. Because you immediately walk in the room, and if I'm a Republican or a conservative, I'm wrong, I'm bad, I'm what's hurting this country, and I think the same view in most cases. Now, the FBI, nonpartisan organization, outraged they have evidence against Hillary, and yet the president is going to probably tell the attorney general to back down, not deal with it. I'm predicting that somebody else is going to step into the presidential race, and she's going to get out. That's still my prediction. But again, I'm not the expert. Now, as I went through the list of the many legislators who are being caught in the act, whatever that act is, from playing with interns to taking money to lying under oath, all of those things, it seems like the legislators, the people that are responsible for this, the Dems, are more willing to be either lenient in imposing sentences on these people or overlook their transgressions. Right? I mean, just look it up yourself. What about Jesse Jackson Jr.? When you match up what he did compared to what some other Republicans have done in, I don't know, laundering money or what have you, lying about where they got money, you talk about an inequality in the justice system, and you want to say the blacks get a worse, they have it worse off when they get sentences, you might be right. That might be very true. For this conversation. But it works out the same way when it comes to Democrat versus Republican. The Republican gets a much more harsher sentence. Right? So, is it really equality for all? I don't think so. I don't really think, I think if you're being honest, and you may have a hard time being honest, I think if you're being honest about it, it is not equality for all. Let the Dems go, because obviously they have what's best in mind for the people. It just floors me. We've even changed our conversations, right? Nobody lies anymore. Nobody's a bad person. Nobody lies. Nobody lives a life of thuggery or thing. You can't say those words. They're politically incorrect. Now what do? We speak. Or there was a misunderstanding. You know that whole, if you want to keep your doctor, you like your doctor, you keep him. You know, and then it was Mrs. Clinton, very clear. It's funny because the Dems are so good at this. I mean, artful at it. You have a clip of them saying something. You have the whole speech, so you can take it in context. And they tell you you're wrong. Right? Clinton was what? She was dodging bullets at the airport. And then she saw the video that was out there. Couldn't really push that aside, could you? We saw the video, too. There wasn't a bullet in the sky now, was there? She said she misremembered. That was, I misremembered the incident. And she had people telling her that it wasn't true, but she wouldn't back down until that video went viral. Right? Lie, 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 lie until you are dead to rights, caught, and even then maybe some more. And that whole hands up, don't shoot thing. Remember that? A then black attorney general and his team investigated to find out it wasn't true. No apology. The Dems still aren't backing down off of that. Do they not do anything wrong? Do they never lie? Do they never not tell the truth? Are they all up for sainthood? You know, many Americans simply see this as an American political pastime. Politicians lie, cheat, steal all the time. What's the big whoop? They make up the narrative to suit the situation, right? Politicians need to justify their existence, just as we say attorneys, right? Attorneys need to they need to check everything so you don't get in trouble because that's what you pay them for. I mean, politicians need to justify their existence. They said that. And if it requires a little truth bending, what's the big whoop? Now, this thing's got me irritated because we're going to end up, if we don't change our ways here in this country, we're going to end up like we've been for the last 7 years. Somebody telling us something that isn't true, and we're buying it. Isn't that what we're doing with Mr. Obama? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side. Talk about, have we accepted in America? Have we accepted that Americans, that American legislators just lie, cheat, steal? That's it. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free, and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
I think, oh, I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side of The Real Side. Listen. I just so much appreciate the time you spend with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot going on up there. I want to get back to this story. I love this story so much. And I really love the story so much because I wrote it. But I think to a degree, you know, you're sitting here and you're thinking about how much I love this country, how much I love what's going on, you know, if it wasn't for this country, my parents wouldn't be here. And not because they were born on the soil or you know, or anything like that. My mother came here from Italy. My grandmother came here from Italy. My grandparents came here from Italy. But they came here for a better life. They didn't bring it with them. They didn't bring fascism with them. They didn't bring socialism with them. They came here for a better life. And why we keep accepting a less than better life for ourselves, our kids, our country, it's just beyond me. All right, don't go far, because in the second hour, Kara Davis joins me. Kara's a conservative blogger and author, all-around good person. She happens to be an American who's black. And then Eric Golub joins me in the third hour. Eric is also a conservative comedian and author. And I very much appreciate what he does or has done, you know, in the community, in the conservative community, if you would. And you got to do something, people. You can't just, you know, I used to say, you can't just sit there drooling all over yourself. You got to engage. You got to get involved. You got to do something. And I mean, you got to do something. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm talking about whether we have accepted as Americans lying, cheating, and stealing as a political way of life. And that when people do those same things to survive, or what they perceive as surviving, when people do those things, right? What is that? And we accept those. Are we accepting that that is now the new norm? That integrity, honesty doesn't really matter anymore? You know, and I'm going to say it point blank. This is your fault. My fault, your fault, America. This is our fault. We gave up holding them accountable. Right? I'm not talking about my truth or your truth, or, but I'm talking about the absolute truth. There are absolute truths, by the way. If you sign a document that says that you've given all the documentation back, all the classified stuff, all the, you know, communications back that you have in your possession, you should be held to that standard. This is a higher standard than the grocery clerk at a local store, right? So when you do that, and then the general shows up and he's got, I don't know, a dozen or maybe 30 pages in a notebook that he either forgot, left in his drawer, allowed the wrong person to see it on top of that. Okay. Do you think that maybe that would be more of a mistake than somebody who has thousands of pages and has continually, I mean, he fessed up to it immediately. She, however, has made excuse after excuse after excuse. Which one do you think probably knew exactly what they were doing, did it on purpose, and lied to get out of trouble? First guy didn't lie. Well, the first example, there was no lying. The second example, the lying continues till today. Now, maybe he should have verified. Maybe he should have gone home and said, hey, send a crew home with me. I want to check out my house first before I sign this. I don't know. I don't know how that works. The man served a whole life of honor and integrity, and we cut him absolutely no slack. Our former Secretary of State, not so much. Not so much a life of honor, integrity, and service. Service to herself, maybe. She knew she didn't destroy the documents, and she signed it anyway. When she found out she might have been, you know, let's say she didn't know. Yeah, I think that server was destroyed. Okay, let me say, when she found out, she might have been mistaken, and instead of owning up to it, she tried to cover it up. I would have picked up her phone and said, hey, look, I signed that document yesterday. Come to find out this stuff is sitting on the server here. Come over and do a government wipe. I don't want the aggravation. But she's done these cover-ups her entire life. Many of you in the left think she's perfect for the job. So you apparently find a dishonesty pleasing. You've decided that dishonest people are perfectly suited to run the government. And I can prove it because you keep doing it. And it's worked out so well for you, like in Flint, like in Detroit, like in Chicago, like in New Orleans, like in Baltimore, D.C., Chicago, shall I go on? Yeah, I don't want that for the rest of the country. You can keep those areas. They keep voting you in, they get what they deserve. Okay, you keep voting, I am not interested. I don't want that. I know, I've said it a million times. It's true. I don't want it. You know, I don't understand this. You can tell it's irritating, right? For me, anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Again, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. I appreciate the time that you have spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And now somebody just sent me this again. Are you just trying to make me nuts, people? The Dow down almost 300 points. I don't even know what that is or why that is. You don't know what their fears are. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Hey, tell your friends and loved ones about the show. Head over to the website, therealside.com. We've got articles there. I've got some great writers there. You know, people that really, really care about this country, too. And let's talk more about what the WACs are doing on us now, right? So the feds are cutting aerial surveillance at the Mexican border. we don't want to have our Mexico friends, the Mexican friends, upset with us, right? And who's pushing it? That's right, a Democratic representative. You know. Anyway, the Obama administration is cutting back on the border security. The Congress has already funded. Now, the money's already there. Okay? It's already there, ready to go. And it's drawing, thank God, it's drawing bipartisan criticism for both Texas, a lot of Texans, and for both Republicans and Democrats. Now, Operation Phalanx, a surveillance program that employs military units to aid in border security, faces a 50% cut at the Department of Homeland Security, even though this program was fully funded. So see, they put all those numbers in there to get what they're looking for. And I guarantee they're going to use that money to help support the refugees. Mark my words, right? 8.5 minutes into the fourth segment of the first hour, mark my words. Now, the DHS move did draw fire from Democratic Representative Henry Cuellar of Laredo and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. It's come to our attention that for the calendar year 2016, the DHS requested 3,850 hours of persistent aerial detection, situational awareness, and monitoring capability support for Operation Phalanx from the Department of Defense. This was 50% lower than the recent years. And why would they do that? Since 2005, Texas has committed nearly $1.7 billion in state funds to border security. In addition, the state provides manpower, resources, and oversight in support of Operation Phalanx through the Texas National Guard. It's our expectation that the federal government similarly fulfill its obligation when it comes to securing the border. What a... Nah, then you're a putz. If you really think that... you really think that they're going to do something for you, the federal government, in securing the border, you're out of your mind. Now, last September, Abbott's office requested additional aerial observation resources along with the Mexican border, a point reiterated in the Monday letter sent, because it's now a surge. They've had a surge of migrants from Central America and Cuba along the southern border. So what's the president do? See, this is what I'm saying. He's not interested in keeping us safe, people. He doesn't care about keeping us safe. When the Dems are complaining to him, he doesn't care about keeping us safe. So now you have more going on at the border level, more happening there. And the president says no. Or, I'm sorry, DHS says no. But we know what that means, right? Seriously, do we really? It's irritating because I'm sitting here saying, I know some of you are mad. I don't really care. He doesn't care. How can he care? The money's already there, right? So the money's already been allocated. So that can't be the problem now, can it? So what's his explanation? There isn't one. You know, they won't give you one, by the way. You know that. You're well aware, right? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me. Tell your loved ones, your not-so-loved ones. Tell your friends and relatives. Kara Davis up in the second hour. Then we've got Eric Golub up in the third hour. Don't let this go without hearing it. Two great guests. We're going to talk about the Iowa caucuses and what it really means overall. I'm Joe Messina, your guest, your host.